This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9. I'm loving this season of MasterChef. It's been a great season as always. And back in 2013, one of our Joy volunteers here, Andrew Pryor, was on the show along with my next guest in that season of 2013. Her name is Leanna Battle. She is a cook. She has just released her new cookbook and has her own food range. Also, she's doing events over in WA and her food blog. Welcome to Joy, Liliana. Hi. Battle.
How are you?
How are you, doll?
I'm well, thank you.
You come from Italian background, so yes. You had your childhood was full of great food, great cooking, great smells from the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Grew up around food. My family did everything from scratch. So, you know, they made sausages, they made their tomato sauce. Everything was grown from the garden. So I guess just growing up around that is probably what influenced me to get into food.
And your nonna was a great cooker here as well.
Absolutely. My God, she's the mother of all cooks. I mean, and everyone's nonna is. That's just how it works. But, she just did everything by eye, just very instinctive sort of cooking, very frugal. No one had a lot of money back then. So I think sometimes when things are tight and you have to be inventive to get a beautiful dish together for a big family, that's how they get so good at cooking.
What were your favourite dishes when you were a kid, when you were a child growing up?
I was a bit fussy when I was a child, to be honest. I've sort of developed my palate as I've gotten older, but you can't go past a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs, in my opinion. Loved that. And I used to love just simple things like chicken soup because it was always made, you know, with a chicken rather than with a stock cube.
Exactly.
So, you know, everything was just very simple but very wholesome and very, you know, it just made you feel warm inside because it's home cooking.
And you live in WA, you have a husband, two boys, so obviously keeping them fed is a mission in itself.
Oh, absolutely. My boys are 13 and 18 and I seriously cannot feel them. They just eat so much. And so, yes, keeping up just with feeding them is a mission in itself.
2013, you auditioned for MasterChef. You're on that show that year, season 5. Take us through, I guess, your audition process and why did you audition for the show?
Well, I guess I auditioned for the show from lots of encouragement from friends and family. I did a lot of cooking for people, like to have people over and entertain, that sort of thing. So, you know, the shows are on and people say, you know, you should go on the show. So I guess that's why I did it. Also because I've been a stay-at-home mum all my life and I thought it was time for the kids to see that dad's not the only one that works and get out there and follow your dream and show them that, you know, anyone can do anything. So I guess that's where that came from. The audition process, you have to, fill in a form, get phone calls from, you know, psychologists and people that want to find out your personality. All that is part of it. But then you have to, once you get accepted, you go to Melbourne. You have to cook for them once and then second time in a studio, proper commercial kitchen environment where they gave us 60 minutes to cook a dish and that was all filmed. And then from there we went home and got a phone call to say they were going to come and film me at home to do a backstory that still wasn't necessarily in. And then I get a knock at the door one day and there are George, Matt and Gary at my house. God. It was insane. And they said they'd pretty much opened the door. I mean, Matt has a presence about him. Yeah. So this door filled with these judges. And they said to me, you've got 60 minutes to cook us a dish in your own kitchen.
Go for
so
it.
That was crazy. It was crazy. So, yeah.
You were quite emotional on the show because it is quite an emotional journey because, you know, you're missing your family, you know, you're cooking food which you've never probably cooked with before. How did you find the whole experience on the show, looking back now?
I was an absolute emotional wreck. You really, honestly, you watch these shows and you think, oh, my God, I just don't want to see any more tears. But something happens when you get put in an environment where you know, it's different. You're away from family and friends. You can't even phone anyone. And you're thrown in a house with people from all different, you know, diverse backgrounds. And, you know, some people you get along with and some people not necessarily so. So that's kind of difficult. Long hours. It all, I think, wears you down. So, and yes, I was really worried about leaving my kids at home and really missed them. So anything that they threw at us that had something to do with family or cooking for, you know, someone special, it just, you know, brought it all back to me that I was away from my family. So, yeah, I cried a lot. And it was watching the show afterwards, I was like, oh, my God, how embarrassing. But, yeah, you just can't help it. It just it takes over.
The thing is with MasterChef is even though there's a winner on the show, everyone seems to do their own thing. And for your season, there's been quite a few people that have gone in different directions. We have a guy called Andrew Pryor who used to work here at Joy.
I know Andrew really well.
Yeah. And he's doing food tours. Dan Churchill was doing stuff overseas, a cookbook. Christina Batista's doing online blogs and things. So everyone's doing their own different thing. And you're doing your own thing. You've got an online blog. You've got your own book out right now. You're also doing your own cooking classes as well.
Yeah, and I do a lot of catering. I've done lots of weddings and festivals and things. And I guess we all go on the show for something different. I think some people, you know, want to write about cooking. Or something like, I know Andrew, he is just perfect for that role as his tour because he's just got such magnetic personality, and people would love that. You know, for me, I just love cooking. I just like feeding people, and when I do weddings and events and you feed people and they love the food, that for me is just personally so satisfying. And I guess that's where the idea for the food range came, is from doing cooking classes and cooking. The things that people would say is, you know, how do I get a sauce to taste so good, or how do you know which spice to put on that, and how does it taste so much better? So my food range is basically some pasta sauces and some spices that you would put on your meat or your chicken or your seafood. And it just makes it taste the same as, you know, I would make it at home. So that's really exciting. And the book is amazingly exciting. That's just been a dream come true for me. To get all those Nonna recipes in print is just, crazy.
It's awesome. Your book, Easy Home Cooking Italian Style, amazing recipes from, I guess, from when you were growing up, recipes from your nonna and from your parents and things, and some really personal recipes in there, right?
I guess when people write a biography, for me, that writing that book was almost like writing my story, because every single recipe has some kind of meaning or memory, or it's come from a family member. It was actually quite difficult to cull down to get, you know, that last lot of recipes that would go in the book. And it's definitely a big piece of me, and I'm really proud of it. It looks amazing. The photos are fantastic.
Now, you're in WA, and it's a bit cold over there, but probably not as cold as Melbourne.
No.
It's freezing over here at the moment. So from your book, what's a good recipe that people can try to those cold winter nights?
Oh, look, there's some really easy recipes in there, like I love a ragu, beautiful, slow-cooked meat. I've got lots of fresh pasta recipes in there because I personally love making fresh pasta. However, if you're reading the book, you don't need to make the fresh pasta as well. If you don't have the time, you can just go and buy it and then just make the sauce. So I'd say this time of the year, you want your slow cooks and your braises. There's a 10-hour shoulder of lamb in there, which is one of my favourites.
That looks yummy.
So
easy.
And there's some beautiful soups, minestrone. One of my favourites in there is the risotto that's made with bolognese sauce instead of the stock.
Yeah.
And that's just really hearty, something yummy that you just eat with your bread. And it's all, for me, this time of the year is such a nice time of the year to actually have people over, because everyone's too cold, no one wants to go out. And it's nice and warm, you know, everyone's got heaters on, and you just have a couple of bottles of wine and have some people over and make some dishes, and it's just a beautiful thing.
At the end of the book, you go back and you make your rainbow cake,
That's what I went home on.
Exactly, right, on the show, and you got eliminated from that week. But going back and making that rainbow cake, because, I mean, being Joy, being Australia's only Ghanaian speaking radio station, that cake looks incredible and colourful and so bright, and it's great for kids' parties and everything.
Look, it's that, you know, there is a story behind that cake. That cake has, the actual cake recipe has transformed itself for many different shapes, colours and cakes throughout the years, and that cake is my children's birthday cake. Every year it's made into something different, and that's the reasoning behind me making it for that show. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough time to get it to look as beautiful it does in the book, which is why I got sent home from it. Yeah. But it certainly doesn't give me bad memories. I think it's actually my most requested recipe. I've had people from all over the world send me pictures of their rainbow cakes that they made after watching it. So I think it's definitely a joyful cake, so it definitely needed a spot in the book.
My special guest on the Friday Morning Show has been Liliana Battle. She is a former contestant from the 2013 MasterChef Season 5. Easy Home Cooking Italian Style is her book. It is available online, it's available in stores right now. If you go to her website, your website is lianabattle.com.
That's correct. And if anyone wants a signed copy or can't find a copy in their local bookstore, they're welcome to contact me and I can send them a copy.
And you also follow Liana on social media, Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Liana.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right. And best of luck for the book. And when you're in Melbourne, you must come in and see us, all right?
I would definitely love to do that.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.